This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon on Friday sharply criticized the conduct of Russian troops in Ukraine, citing the bombing of hospitals and the targeting of civilians. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters Friday, "It's very clear that Russian forces have committed war crimes." He called such attacks brutality of the coldest and most depraved sort. He also said the United States underestimated the depth of Russian President Vladimir Putin's ruthlessness toward Ukrainians. Russia has denied targeting civilians during its military campaign in Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department expressed sorrow over the death of an American citizen who was killed while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces as Russia launched new attacks in eastern Ukraine. Former U.S. Marine Willie Joseph Cancel, age 22, was working with a private military contracting company when he was killed on Monday. He's the first known U.S. citizen to die while fighting in Ukraine. A State Department spokesperson also conveyed sadness over the death of Vera Hirich, a journalist with Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, a sister network of VOA. Rescue workers discovered Hirich's body Friday morning after a Russian airstrike had hit her residential building in Kyiv the night before. Hong Kong's next leader, John Lee, on Friday vowed to restore Hong Kong to its former glory, but he could not say when the city might discard its pandemic restrictions. Lee is expected to be appointed Hong Kong's new chief executive by a committee of some 1,500 Beijing loyalists on May the 8th. Some 9,000 Hong Kong residents have died from COVID-19. From Washington, this is VOA News. A British national has gotten a life sentence in the United States for his part in Islamic State beheadings. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
British national Alexander Coty, who was convicted in U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia, for his role in Islamic State hostage takings, torture, and beheadings, was sentenced Friday to life in prison. Coty was one of the Islamic State terrorists called the Beatles by their captives because of their British accents. Coty was specifically charged with conspiring in the kidnapping and deaths of four Americans, journalist James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, and aid workers Kayla Mueller and Peter Kasich. Foley, Sotloff, and Kasich were all beheaded. Mueller was tortured and raped by an Islamic State leader before she was killed. I'm Mike Gracia.
Wall Street stocks finished their session sharply lower Friday following disappointing results from Amazon, while markets grappled with worries over inflation and higher interest rates. The broad-based S&P 500 finished down 3.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 2.8%. And the NASDAQ Composite Index tumbled 4.2%. Amazon share prices fell 11% Friday after the massive online retailer posted its first quarterly loss in 7 years. The value of Amazon's stock has dropped 23.2% this year. Afghanistan lost two more radio stations in April as economic hardship hits the country's media community. The stations cited financial constraints and announcing the closure. Media groups Reporters Without Borders and the Afghan Independent Journalists Association say more than 40% of Afghan media outlets closed between the Taliban takeover in August and the end of last year. A joint survey by the media rights groups found up to 60% of journalists, around 6,400 people, lost their jobs in that period. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have provided a New York judge with an affidavit in which the former president claims he didn't turn over subpoenaed documents to the state attorney general's office because he doesn't have them. But the Manhattan judge on Friday rejected pleas to lift the sanctions that he imposed earlier in the week. Trump is appealing a contempt ruling and a fine of $10,000 per day. Recapping our top story this hour, the Pentagon on Friday sharply criticized the conduct of Russian troops in Ukraine, citing the bombing of hospitals and the targeting of civilians. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters, "It's very clear that Russian forces have committed war crimes." Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.